scientists say that timing is a key part of how the human brain works. And when the timing is off, so is the processing of information. Using advanced technology, researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, are monitoring the brain of Mickey Hart. The drummer for the world-famous rock group The Grateful Dead is trying to navigate through a computer game using a set of electronic drums.
More music, please, Jonah.
Neurologist Adam Ghazali says the experiment combines neuroscience, gaming, and the virtual world.
So we coupled these three different worlds together, used them to inform each other, and create really the most powerful real-time neural activity visualizer that anyone's ever seen.
Mickey Hart wears a special headgear with screens and sensors as he plays. In the other room, scientists monitor how his brain responds to the rhythms, together with his eye movements, pulse, and temperature. All this translates to a real-time display of his brain's activity. Hart says he is intrigued to know how what he calls the master clock works.
What is that power? How do we use it? How do we repeat? And how can we make a better world using the tools that we've been given, you know, the superorganism? There's nothing better than this. It's the master clock.
Researcher Adam Ghazali says he wants to see if rhythmic patterns could potentially rewire damaged connections in a patient's brain.
So the idea is that if we could teach the brain how to become a better timing machine, better rhythmically, that your brain will perform at a more optimal level and it'll translate into how you interact in the world around you and lead to a better quality of life.
Scientists say their ultimate goal is to use rhythm training and even video games to improve cognition and have a positive impact on the lives of people with and without neurological issues. For writer George Pujic, I'm Steve Barragona.
Up to the stars, into the far away.